The sports card market is not slowing down. We're seeing increases in a number of basketball and baseball cards. We'll tell you which ones are going up the most next. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. Happy April. I hope your April is off to a wonderful start. It certainly is for my Atlanta Braves. They've come out of the gate in the MLB season looking good. Hopefully you are enjoying the baseball season so far. I know you are going to enjoy hearing about the baseball cards and cards from other sports that are going up the most. And of course, today's Top 5 Cards is sponsored by Whatnot. Whatnot has awesome live auctions every day and night starting at just $1. And we have that action going on. In fact, tonight here at Cards HQ, we are live on Whatnot on the Cards HQ Shop channel, auctioning cards starting at just $1. So make sure to scan that QR code on your screen or use the special link in our show description below to join us, to join Cards HQ on Whatnot, and we'll even hook you up with $15 in free credit if you are a first-time customer. Okay, let's take a look at the overall sports card market by looking at the market pulse by Market Movers. Over the last 7 days, the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards is up 1.2%. We're continuing to see a good start of the year in the sports card hobby. It is awesome to see cards going up. And let's talk about some of those cards that are going up and down the most. It's time for today's top five. We're starting today with a cold card, as we do every week, because it's a reminder that not all cards go up, and a lot of the cards we talk about on this show are speculative, risky investments, and many of them do go down in value. That is the case right now with Jaime Jaquez, the Miami Heat guard. Of course, he was the 18th overall pick in the 2023 NBA draft out of UCLA, and Jaquez started the season hot. Back in November and December, he had several 20-plus point games for the Heat. In fact, he even scored 31 points on Christmas Day. You may remember that great rookie moment. But over the last 10 games, Jaquez is now scoring just 8.6 points per game. His production has definitely decreased as the season has gone on, and his cards have decreased in the sports card market along with it. Now let's take a look here at Market Movers. I'll show you what I'm talking about. These are three of Jaquez's rookie cards from 2023 Prism. His Prism Silver, the iconic Prism Silver there in raw condition. We're also looking at his red out of 299 and his blue out of 199. And you can see, looking at the graph over the last 30 days, as his production has gone down, his card values have gone down along with them. In fact, all three of these cards are down anywhere between about 35% and, gosh, down 79% over the last 30 days. That Prism Red out of 299 in raw condition, somebody paid $337 for that card 30 days ago. Most recent sale of that card was just $70. It has not been a great month for holders of Jaquez's cards. But now let's talk about cards going up. It's always more fun to talk about cards going up, isn't it? And we're starting with our investment card of the week. And this week, it is Kobe Bryant. Yes, the Black Mamba has made his way into the top five cards. Of course, you guys know Kobe has five NBA championships. He was an 18-time NBA All-Star, one of seven players with over 30,000 career points, inducted into the Hall of Fame, unfortunately, after his death in 2021, but an absolute legend who will always be remembered for both what he did on the court and his contributions off the court as well. And as this year has progressed, interest in Kobe Bryant cards has picked up a bit. They had dropped quite a bit over the last couple of years, but over the last 60 days, 90 days, we've seen Kobe Bryant's card market start to lift back up a little bit, which is great to see. Let's take a look here at Market Movers, and I'll show you some of the cards I'm tracking. So these are five of his 1996 rookie cards. This is his 1996 Fleer Ultra Rookie Encore, his 1996 Hoops card, and also, of course, his Topps card, his iconic 1996 Topps card. And we've also got the Topps Chrome and the Topps Chrome Refractor, all the same card design, just obviously the difference with it being a paper card versus a chrome card or a chrome card with a refractor finish. We're looking at all of these in PSA 10 condition. And all of these cards, you can see on the graph, over the last 60 days, they've all gone up a pretty good amount. Anywhere between about 2% and all the way up at about 75%. Now that 1996 Topps Chrome Refractor, that is the headliner. There was a recent sale of that card for $168,000. And the last time it had sold, just about 60 days ago, it sold for only $96,000. So that's an incredible increase in price. Now, part of the reason for that is this copy that just sold for $168,000 was an exceptional looking copy of the card with very little greening. So that's why it sold it at a premium. But nonetheless, it's great to see the Kobe market going up across all of these cards. His iconic 1996 Topps card in PSA 10 condition 60 days ago was $706 and most recently sold for $790. And how about his 1996 Fleer Ultra Rookie Encore in PSA 10 condition? 60 days ago, that had sold for $554. And recently there was a sale of $900 on that card as well. His Hoops is up. His Topps Chrome is up. All of these cards of Kobe's have been inching up over the last 60 days. Hopefully this trend continues. But now let's talk about some players who are balling out today. And in the number five spot, it's Paige Bueckers. She has been fabulous for UConn in the women's NCAA tournament this year, averaging 22 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game. Her cards have been getting a lot of attention just as UConn's run through the tournament started to get a lot of attention. Now, a lot of people thought Paige Bueckers was going to be one of the best female college basketball players. She was injured and kind of got overshadowed by players like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese a little bit in the last couple of years, but she's really showing how great of a player she is in this year's NCAA tournament. Her cards are showing it as well. Let's take a look here at Market Movers, and you can see her 2023 Bowman Chrome in PSA 10 and the refractor version of that card in PSA 10. Now, not a ton of these cards have sold. There's not a ton of them graded in PSA 10 condition. You're looking at a pop of 36 on the base and a pop of 11 in PSA 10 on the refractor. But if you happen to have one of these graded or even one of them in raw condition, you're probably doing pretty well. You can look at that graph and see how they've moved up here in the recent few days. In fact, these are up anywhere between 38% and 50% over the course of the last 30 days. The base of this card was $56 30 days ago in PSA 10 condition, most recently sold for $84. And the refractor 30 days ago sold for $65, most recently sold for $90. Let's go to baseball for the number four card today, and it is O'Neal Cruz. There's a lot of hype around this guy, and for good reason. He just looks a little different. He's 6'7" with an elite exit velocity. And of course, last year he had a shortened campaign due to injury, but he has started this year with a bang, literally hitting .357 through his first 4 games. And his cards, you can believe, they are heating up in the market right now. Let's take a look here at Market Movers. And I brought up some of his 2022 rookie cards, his 2022 Topps Chrome rookie card there. I brought that up in base, a base version of this card in PSA 10 condition. Also the refractor version of this card I brought up as well in PSA 10 condition. And then I've also got the logo fractor. I know you love the logo fractors. Everyone seems to love the logo fractors. They're pretty cool cards. I brought this one up in PSA 10 condition as well. And I've also brought up his Topps gold card numbered to 2022. And then went back to 2016 and I got his 2016 Bowman Chrome first Bowman prospect auto in PSA 10. All of these are on the graph. You can see over the last 30 days, all of these are rising quite a bit. In fact, these are up anywhere between about 12% and 125% over the course of the last 30 days. That logo fractor 30 days ago was a $20 card. Today it is a $45 card. The Topps Chrome base went from $35 30 days ago to about $44 today. The refractor was $36 30 days ago. Now it's around $64. Nice increase on that one. The gold went from $112 to $201. And then you got that 2016 First Prospects Auto in PSA 10, 30 days ago, that sold for $384. Most recently sold for $428. O'Neill Cruises market is hot and will probably remain hot and maybe even go up a lot more if he continues to play the way he has the first few games of this young season. Let's go back to basketball for the number three hottest card, and it is Anthony Edwards. He's back in the top five again today. His cards have been consistently hot now for several weeks in a row. He continues to put up ridiculous highlights. Did you see that dunk over John Collins? I mean, oh my God. That thing was absolutely ridiculous. And of course, it's not just those highlight moments. It's how he's playing overall, averaging over 26 points per game, over 5.5 rebounds per game, and over 5 assists per game. That plus his team, the Timberwolves, are also doing really, really well. The playoffs are now not very far away at all. So his cards continue to get hotter every single week, it seems. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'll show you what I'm talking about. These are his 2020 rookie cards, his Prism Base. Everybody knows that card in PSA 10 condition. We're also going to look at his 2020 Donruss base card, his iconic rated rookie card in PSA 10 condition, and then the Optic as well from 2020 in PSA 10. We're going to look at his Hoops base card. That's that one right there on the screen. And we're going to look at his Concourse Silver card. Nice looking card there. I personally like that one quite a bit. All of these from 2020, all of these in PSA 10. And if you look at the graph, all of these going up. In fact, they're going up anywhere over the last 30 days between about 10% and all the way up at 122%. How about that 2020 Donruss in PSA 10? 30 days ago, that was a $25 card. Today, that is a $55 card. His Prism Base 30 days ago was a $90 card. Today, it is a $110 card. If you have any Anthony Edwards card in your collection, chances are it's worth more today than it was 30 days ago. Let's go back to baseball for the number two spot today, and it is Trey Lipscomb. The young player for the Washington Nationals just got his chance in the major leagues. He was drafted in the third round of the 2022 draft, coming out of the University of Tennessee, where he had a lot of success for the Tennessee Volunteers. But he got a chance to come up to the Nationals, get his major league debut after an injury, and he made the most of it. In fact, in his second game, he went 2-for-3 and hit his first home run. He's showing a little bit of promise, and as often happens, when a young player gets called up to the major league level and makes their major league debut, especially if they do something great like hit a home run or have a great hitting day shortly thereafter, their cards often will pop off in price, and that is happening right now. Let's take a look here in Market Movers at some of Lipscomb's 2022 cards. These are his 2022 Bowman draft, his first Bowman cards. I've got his auto, his draft picks auto here on the screen in PSA 10 condition. We're also going to look at that in raw condition. We're also going to look at the refractor version of that card, number to 499. In raw condition as well. And we're gonna look at the blue version of that card, number to 150. That is that one right there. We're also gonna look at the blue wave refractor version of that card, number to 150 as well. You can see on the graph, doesn't actually matter which one of these you have. They've all been headed in that upwards, you know, direction here, especially over the last few days since he got his call up to the major league level. All of these cards up anywhere between 10% and all the way up at 188%. Over the last 30 days. You could have bought the refractor version of that auto card in raw condition 30 days ago for around $18, and most recently it sold for almost $53. The PSA 10 version of the base auto went from $75 to about $100, and in raw condition that one went from about $17 to about $38, and the blues went up from $65 to about $100. All of these cards on the rise. Any Lipscomb card you happen to have, go check your 2022 Bowman baseball to see if you happen to have any in storage, because if you do pull it out, those cards are headed up. All right, we have reached that moment. It is time for today's number one card. But before I give it to you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from this show are from Market Movers. Market Movers is the ultimate way to track everything that's going on in the sports card market, see the price of millions and millions of cards, and track your collection. And you can try it all for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go onto your phone, go into the App Store, and search for Market Movers to download the Market Movers app to your phone today. Okay, guys, here it is. Our number one card of the week is Jalen Green. Jalen Green is back at the top of the list today, and for good reason. The second round pick in the 2021 NBA draft is really having an explosive moment, arriving on the scene this year, averaging 20 points per game, over 5 rebounds per game, 3.5 assists per game, but more importantly, really helping his team, the Houston Rockets, make a great push. In fact, believe it or not, the Rockets, who started the season poorly, they've been bad for a while, they now have a winning record. In fact, Green has helped them go 9-1 in their last 10 games, and they are making a push for a play-in game in the playoffs. It's an incredible turnaround for the Rockets season, and Jalen Green is a big reason why. If you have any Jalen Green cards, you're doing well. Let me show you what I'm talking about here in Market Movers. These are six of his 2021 rookie cards, his 2021 Prism Silver. We're going to look at this card in raw condition. We're going to look at that card as well in PSA 10 condition. We're also going to look at the Red Ice, which is a nice color match with the Houston Rockets. We'll look at that in PSA 10 condition. We're going to look at his Optic Hollow in PSA 10 condition. We're going to look at his Stained Glass. Everybody loves the Stained Glass cards. We're going to look at that one in PSA 10 condition as well. That comes out of Mosaic. And then, of course, the Kaboom. Everybody loves the Kaboom even more than they love the Stained Glass. And that is in PSA 10 condition that we're going to look at it as well. And all six of these cards, they're going up, 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 and up some more. In fact, over the last 30 days, his Prism Silver in raw condition is up 529%. One of those cards 30 days ago sold for less than $6, and today they're selling for over $35. All of these cards are up a lot. The PSA 10 of that 2021 Prism Silver 30 days ago was $128. Today, it's selling for around $205. The Red Ice in PSA 10 went from $45 to now it's $126 over the course of 30 days. The Optic Hollow, 30 days ago was $31. Today it's $95. The Stained Glass has increased from $130 to $159. And the Kaboom has gone from $920 to $1,080 over the course of the last 30 days. It is certainly a good moment to be holding any Jalen Green cards. And if the Rockets can actually make their way into the playoffs, what a moment that will be for him and for the holders of his cards. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please give it a like, please give it a subscribe, and make sure to check out Market Movers. Go to sportscardinvestor.com, click Market Movers on the main menu bar, or download the Market Movers app on your phone. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go join our Whatnot live stream, Cards HQ Shop on Whatnot. We'll see you there. Take care.